What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco, and thank y'all for tuning in to Breakbeat Media, the audio version. You can also check out the YouTube version on Breakbeat Media. We got everybody on this show. When I say everybody, we got everybody. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and make sure y'all check it out. It's on Breakbeat Media. First episode, y'all, we getting cheated because he's like hiding from us.
How is cheating? I can see you. You see me?
No, I can't.
Why the papers ain't wrinkled today? They ain't supposed to be wrinkled and all that.
Well, nah. You prepared?
Yeah, no.
Huh?
No.
All right. So how you feeling today?
I'm cool. I'm chilling.
Shades on so you can block the haters?
Yeah. I got my hater blockers on. This tunnel vision.
Who you got? Popeyes versus churches. And why?
Popeyes.
Why?
Popeyes just better. Wow. I love Popeyes.
So, like, do you feel like when it comes to the hood, which one is more affordable?
Both. They both got, like, little fofofos and shit.
Nah, churches.
Oh, no, churches is more cheaper than Popeyes.
So, if you had to take one out of the picture, which one would it be?
Popeyes.
Right. I'm in 4K. Just lost your endorsement deal if they want to work with you.
Yeah, because I can't. It gave me churches. That was a trick question, huh? But I already got a deal with Popeyes.
Oh, you do?
Boom.
All right. So, when it comes to labels, how many labels have reached out to you?
Probably like three.
How you decide who you want to go to?
I don't know. You just have like label meetings and see who just kind of talking the best, what plan they got for you, what they want
to do.
Do
you like to listen? Because
do I like to listen?
Yeah, because it says here in one of your bars, it says in your song, you say a lot, but I ain't hearing it. How is that possible?
You know, like you just got to block it out.
No, but you are hearing it though.
But I'm not hearing it.
So in that case, that was a lie.
See, I knew he was going to do that.
Because like right now, you can hear me, can't you? What happened?
You gonna talk?
Well, you look to the side. I was waiting on you.
Oh, no, I couldn't hear you, my bad. I don't listen.
You don't listen? It's crazy. Did you graduate school?
Yeah.
How the hell you do that if you don't listen?
Bless.
I'm saying when they called your name, you went up, didn't you?
I just guessed.
So when you get booked for like a show, which airline do you prefer?
Delta, but when a man booked me, a private jet. Boom. Any more questions, 50 Cent?
Rich nigga, 8 figures, not enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody said different. Rich nigga, 8 nigga, that's my type. So, how you feel about her response?
That's just maybe she like 8 figures. That's not enough for me. 10 figures, private show in the back of the Bentley truck.
Hold on, calm down, huh?
10 figures, a private show in the back of the Bentley truck.
Okay.
But she probably like 8 figures. That's enough for her.
That was Sweetie. Sweetie said that.
Yeah, I know that's Sweetie. What about her? She like niggas with 8 figures.
Right.
I like 10.
So you asked for too much?
No, I don't think that's too much.
Are you ungrateful?
I'm not ungrateful.
So what's wrong with 8?
It's just not enough. You know? If somebody want to pay you, like, you know, $2 to book you, you think that's enough?
I can do a lot with $2.
But do you think that that's enough?
I mean, are we talking about thousands and hundreds? It's two different things.
Are you ungrateful?
It depends on the
You ever dated a boy before?
Like what?
Like a boy? Like you ever dated a boy?
I went on a man date before.
What is that?
It's my brother. We went out.
Like date like a man, like romantically.
Nah.
Not your thing?
That's not my thing. It's kind of like, when it comes to like women, you know, I'm just like, I'm on that. I'll be fucking shit up.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend before. I had a
How'd they go?
I like her.
What?
We still talk. I think I'm gonna marry her when I get older. But probably when I get older, like.
What's her name?
Brianna. You want to meet her?
You good. You actually got me right now.
What happened? You stuck?
Hey, yeah, I'm trying to catch back to myself. All right, so you can't ask questions, I can't.
Okay, you're right.
Damn. Shit, all right. Give it a round of applause, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Question right here. Do you ever put your friends' business out on social media?
Yeah.
Why?
They do it to me.
Who?
Young Miami.
No, she don't.
Yeah, she do.
What she say about you?
She say a lot.
No, she don't.
She put my personal business out there. That's how I started Carusha Please, because she just kept naming multiple men that I was dating just to the world.
Why so you're a cheater?
No, I was dating multiple men. I would have to be in a relationship to be cheating on somebody.
Right.
I'm a bachelor, an eligible bachelor. That's what you call it.
Are you a rapper or a singer?
I probably would think I'm a rapper. I don't sing.
Can you sing?
Like if I'm in love in the club crying and stuff.
Why would you cry in the club?
Because like Mary J. Blige come on and then you think about all the shit you went through with your nigga and it just bring emotions. I'm human.
So are you from Section 8?
No.
Trenches?
Well, I grew up in the trenches. Like once I turned like 17, 16, 17, I started seeing the trenches. But when I was little, no.
Mm-hmm. So you was little as in what? Like
when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like when you were smaller.
Yeah. You think I'm big?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chunky.
What?
He said you chunky.
Oh, my wrist. Okay. Crazy.
No, your leg.
No, the wrist.
So when you say "Let Me See You Walk," that was really a diss song?
No. I had made that song like in October.
So are the fans making stuff up?
Yeah, like they always do.
But who do you want to see walk? Because they said that you know. They said you was talking
about Walk was just basically, it's a feel-good song. It's a song that make you want to put on your best outfit and strut. That's why when the song came out, you seen Ciara, Janet Jackson, Wesley Snipes, Ellen DeGeneres. You seen everybody participating in the trend.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody participated in the trend because it was a fun song. So you think if I made a diss record about somebody that was handicapped,
I never said about handicapped.
What? You that, just... Okay,
did you say, hold on, wait. Did I say handicapped?
You said
we never said anybody's name.
Yeah, you just said people said it was a diss song about Rollie Ray.
Did I ever say that, y'all?
Yeah, you did. It's on the camera.
What?
That's what people assumed it was about. So I'm just clearing the air. If I made a diss song about somebody that was handicapped, the whole world never would have hopped on the trend.
Mm-hmm.
I would have got canceled like everybody else did.
What about debit cards? Do they ever get canceled?
Mine's? The only time my debit card got canceled is if somebody used it, I had to call the bank.
Mm-hmm. So what about boosters? Have you ever bought something from a booster?
Yeah. And I used to boost.
Damn.
I might sell you.
Okay. What about, what did you steal from? If you could tell us, take us back to like the day.
I don't remember the name of the stoves.
Oh, Navy? Forever 21.
Ooh, you know something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I never stole from there. I know people though.
Did you burn off the things, or how did you get off the?
No, that's more like down south Miami. They burned it off.
So how you get it off?
The people that I know, they used to like you know do it.
No, you used to do it too. So
yeah, but it's just you know what I'm saying. So
yeah. So how did you get the sensors off? How did you get the sensors off? Okay, well the people. How did they get it off?
The people used to pull the sensor a little bit and it make like a little hole and then you put the sensor through the hole.
So when it goes for the sales, how was the sales? Like do you, with the four prices, how do you do the prices when it come to the boosting? Do
you know, people just make their own price. Really? You sold pool stamps before, right?
No, I bought some before.
No, like how much did they?
So it was basically refund. If you had 300, you had to give up like 250. So I gave up 250 and I got 300.
Yeah, and they played you.
Who?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Where you from?
Missouri. How did you buy
food? You give me Wisconsin.
Like, how do you buy food stamps, though?
You do have. 300 and 150.
Have you ever sold food stamps before?
Back in my days.
Mm.
I just playing.
Oh, you sold food stamps.
How you gonna tell me what I sold?
You did.
I just sold you a joke. You got something on the paper that say I sold food stamps?
Speaking of paper, when it comes to your pictures, you got right here. You got this one. What are you always reaching for?
Money. That's, whenever I do this, put it in. Oh, that's like the cute little Instagram post. Like, you know, you grab the phone, like, give me my phone back. That's what that was.
But you asked them to take a picture. Why would you want your phone back?
Because I'm sick of taking pictures. Mm-hmm. Like, take a picture. I didn't ask you to take several. Give me my phone. Mm-hmm. Oh, your nails cute. They pink?
No, I got them done.
That's cute. Pussy pink. It
ain't pink. It's just like...
It's like pink.
You call it's okay. It pink.
You got on pink.
So what's next? What's next that you got coming out?
I came out already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, like music.
Yeah.
Oh shit, my bad.
Yeah.
What's the name? I'm in the studio right now, so I'm just, you know, getting my songs together, trying to get it out, put my album and shit together.
So how you decide what to put out?
Well, being signed to a label, we like mutually agree on, you know.
Oh, so you got somebody that's over control of you?
No, they're not controlling me.
No, that's
It's a mutual agreement. So if they want to put out something and I say no, then it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't control me.
Mm-hmm. What's a feature out there that you want to get that you can tell the world that you want to get on our show? Somebody that's like, I want to do a song with them.
Gucci Mane.
And who else?
Gucci Mane.
Okay, who else?
Gucci Mane.
Damn, I see one. What about Ari Lennox? Oh, you don't do that sad shit.
Yeah, I like sad music. I like Ari Lennox. I got a song for her.
You ain't got no sad music out though.
It's not out, but I just did a sad song called Love Games.
Mm-hmm. So when people say real bad, what does that mean? And who started that word?
Real bad is just how we talk in Florida. It's like Florida slang, real bad.
Mm-hmm. Real bad as in what?
Like real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, it's like extreme. Like you ugly, real bad.
Damn.
Like it's just like to the, like you just make it extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gotta pee real bad.
Mm-hmm. So that means like?
No, I gotta pee.
Huh?
Like, we could pause the thing?
No, we got, like, just one more, like, what? Matt, how long has been recording? Is that, he's standing in front of that. Keep moving, he's standing in front of
crap.
That?
Oh, freaking, why isn't this even turn around?
Oh, that's his business.
No.
Audio only for this episode right here.
No.
Yeah, no, I seen this one on the episode. This is a joke right here.
It's not a joke.
No, he really was standing in front of that one.
Yeah, it's okay.
Why can't you take off your, how do we know it's you?
It's me, motherfucker.
Let me see your lips.
Pause?
You say pause.
Yeah, pause. It just gave like, what?
So when the police pull you over, how do you like, are you like the police? They ever get on your nerves? You cuss them out? Are you a police fighter?
No, why would you aggravate the police?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying,
that's why people
you
always be in jail. Don't aggravate the people. Just do what they said. You pull me over, what happened?
Mm. You speeding.
I do apologize. I got
and then you got a gun out your, a loaded gun out of your seat.
You want to talk about my boyfriend.
You got one?
Yes, he is a gangster.
Mm-hmm. I really don't like to fight. Like, when I come to it, I just feel like taking out the phone and calling 911. Like, and I just feel like...
I ain't with that.
What?
What you calling 911 for?
Because I just feel like just tussling, I'm just old. Back, I used to do it in high school, too.
What, for call the police?
Yeah.
So they ain't never pick on you for that?
Nah, because I had the phone ready.
You a snitch? You is a snitch.
No, I tell proper information.
Are you a rat, Mickey Mouse?
Rat is telling on something that you had no business telling on.
No, rat is telling, period.
You used to have a Cricket phone?
No, I had a Razor.
Mm-hmm. So you never had a Cricket phone?
No, I never had Cricket.
Metro PCS?
No, Autel. All
right, take us back to before you started doing music, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You worked where?
It was illegal.
Talk to us. No. This part ain't got to come up.
It was just a little, you know. What? I was in the field.
Hmm?
I was in the field.
Doing what? Talk to us.
I was in the field.
I know. Just what?
Just making money, you know, getting money and stuff.
Doing what?
Doing stuff to make money, to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I could sell you. I sold a lot of things.
Boosting?
You said that, not me. Kind of a little more like.
You sold weed?
No.
You sold cocaine?
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying, did you?
I don't know.
Do it again. You know what that mean? When they do that, that mean you just like, you tell them the same time.
I'm telling you a goddamn thing. You keep talking.
No, but this is the old past, though.
Yeah, you it talking. Is. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I saw something else, too.
What else?
Yo, what? Ooh, I don't think you want that.
We got food stamps, clothes.
You.
Boom. That's him. Nah, I had several jobs. I used to do makeup. I had a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do makeup, sell hair, bundles.
Mm-hmm. You ever been around one of your friends and they didn't smell good?
Yeah.
Did you tell them?
Yeah, you just gotta be like.
No, just take me there. What happened?
Girl, you stank, go bathe.
Oh, you do it like
but
that.
But not loud in front of everybody. Be like, go bathe, for real.
No, so you're at the club.
Oh, it's already too late. Yeah. At the club, you just be like, girl, sit down, just. Mm-hmm. Take this night off. Just sit down, chill. Keep your arms.
But she drunk at this point. I don't give a fuck.
But then she got to go. All
right, let's do it. Let's play it out. Let's play it out. I'm her.
Okay.
So I'm just kicking it. DJ, you got to tip the bartender. Just say some bartender shit.
Funny Marco in the building.
No, nigga.
No, he a girl.
I'm the girl. You just DJing Markeisha. The shit.
Funny Markeisha.
No. Nah, fuck Marco and all the other shit. It's like, yeah. Y'all, look.
All the single ladies, put your hands up.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah, you right there by me. I'm Musty.
Yes, girl, put your arms down.
No.
Why?
Back the fuck up.
Keep your hands up, ladies.
Yep.
No, you stay.
Back up.
If your coochie smell good, put your hands up.
How your coochie smell good? Your arms don't smell good.
Now you hating at this point. Are you a hater?
No, I'm not a hater.
Sound like you're hating
me. You just stank, and I'm finna back up because I don't want nobody to think it's me.
Hating ass. We can fight outside this club. You want to one?
We can, bitch. I'm gonna make my security smack the shit out of you.
I beat your ass real bad.
Right. You smell real bad.
Yeah, all right. You want to take it there? We can take it there.
Okay, take it there. Get out there.
All right, we can do it.
Get out there.
You the one that's going to be in the shade room after his ass kicking.
I don't care. You still stink.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell everybody why we fought. No more niggas in your DM.
Oh, so you are messy.
You never asked me was I messy or not.
Was you? So what about the album? Any album coming out soon?
Next year.
Anything that we need to leave the fans with?
Well, they just can listen to it. It's going to get better.
Mm-hmm. No, anything like project. I can see you in movies. Are you doing movies?
Yeah, I'm going into that now.
What's that shit called?
P-Valley.
No, not that.
I want to be on there. Huh. And right. I go with Lil Murda.
All right, Matt, make sure you cut that out.
Okay.
Thank you. Masha?
No, we just going to cut that part out.
Yeah.
What, that's for the P-Valley?
Yeah.
Well, I just write him on Instagram. I don't really need y'all.
We going to cut that shit out, too.
That's fine. I just write him on Instagram. We already talking. We already had a meeting. I actually was trying to give you a little drop for your show, but don't worry about it. Keep it cut. crickets.
No, we looking at the camera. That's where you stare at the camera. Just like, give me your good side.
The good side.
That's on that picture right there.
No, remember, these are the ones that you was reaching out. Oh. Yeah, we just wanted to know why you was reaching for.
Can you look back in camera, please?
Yeah, you stand at the camera.
Who, me too?
Yes, you.
All right.
You good at Connect Four?
Oh, yeah. I know how to play the game.
Hands unfolded, please. Okay. Thank you.
He bossy.
You gonna let him control you? Yeah. You are in a relationship. You shouldn't be listening to other dude. Mm.
So you think that's, I'm gonna get in trouble for that? Can you cut that part out? Unless you want me to get.
Nah, because I do got a boxing class, though.
But I haven't fought in a long time.
What about?
You think if you don't fight in a long time, like you
look rusty.
You do think
rusty.
So I probably need to get back out there.
Yeah, in the field. You too famous. I feel like you changed on your people. You got to go back to what you're used to.
For real?
You said you left the field.
Yeah. I still be in the field then.
So do you get beat up or do you get beat up real bad?
It never got real bad.
I'm just saying back in the day.
Back in the days, I never got beat up.
Mm-hmm. So your fighting record is undefeated.
Yeah, I never got beat up. The only thing close that I got is jump.
Mm-hmm.
Did that guy get beat up?
No, that was unfair.
Yeah, it's
a handicap match. Watch wrestling?
Yeah, I used to love that. Uh-huh.
Your favorite wrestler?
John Cena.
You got wrestler shoes on.
Remember that? These Rick Owens.
Them are, like, oh, that's John Cena wear stuff like
that. No, these Rick Owens.
Them John Cena shoes.
These Rick Owens.
For sure, John Cena shoes.
What kind of shoes is this? Mm-hmm. Okay, Material Girl with your Louis slides on.
These ain't real, though.
Wait, for real? It's okay.
Yeah.
When Chris used to be talking about my personal stuff like a long time ago, them was fake.
It was one fight.
Yeah, the
we on camera. Don't say
it. Okay, it was.
So, okay, we're gonna read.
But I got real stuff now. All right,
my stuff now
is real.
Oh, Nick, damn. We gonna take it back and be like, no, she said my shit was fake, but it was real. Okay. Let's do it over.
These are fake though. So you want to try to use my stuff for your show after I already said it, but you want to try to make it like you said it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because these fake.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And then the Carisha said my stuff was fake, but it wasn't.
Wait, what part I put?
And then that's what you probably say, Carisha said my purse was fake, but it wasn't.
She never said it.
I know, but it was not fake though. None of the purses, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Wait, you said Carisha said that? Because I call her.
Oh, Carisha?
Yeah, I know. What?
That's what I heard.
Huh?
That's what I heard.
She said, you heard her say that?
Yeah, that the purse was fake.
So call her and cuss her out.
Yeah, you probably should.
Let me see my phone. Because she got me fucked up. I don't even play that. Huh?
You know her real bad? What do you think she's doing right now when you call her?
She with them kids.
She with the kids right now?
Yeah, she got all them kids.
Let's bet $200.
Huh?
$200.
Bet $200 that she with her kids?
Yep. That she not. I'm saying she not.
That she not with kids? Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And ask her why she called your stuff fake.
Okay.
Stand back.
Carisha, what you doing? You with your kids? Boom.
No, that's the setup.
I want my money.
No. Because when you say when you wit, you already made her to lie for you. I already know the cheat code.
Okay.
You didn't ask her what she was doing.
She could show her kids.
No, I don't believe it. No, because you said you with your kids, you told her.
I just asked her a question.
No, you should have said what you doing?
I want my money. Yeah, and he just betted me $200.
We didn't shake on it.
Oh my gosh, he won't give me my money. And Christian, he said, what else you said? Because you started rumors.
Nah, you said that she said your purse was fake.
It was
Santana. Oh my God, I'm gonna call you back. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
They ain't fake no more.
Mm-hmm. So how's tour life?
It's fun. I'm on tour with Lizzo.
Can you tell them to come out to the tour? When you in the city, where you coming to next?
What's up? I'm gonna be in Houston, Texas tomorrow. Everything get better in Texas. Everything bigger in Texas. I'm being Houston tomorrow. Me, Lotto, and Lizzo.
And then where else? Another one to keep promoting.
That's my last tour date on the Lizzo tour.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
A little bit more. Add another date.
Well, I already did 6.
Okay, add some more dates on here.
The show. No, I don't. That's cap.
What?
You cap? You what? Gave me that. So you be flexing. Like trying to fluff up your resume. Because I did 6 dates with Lizzo. Mm-hmm. And it's my last one.
I'm just saying when this come out, like.
Why would I cap, though?
Hmm?
Hmm?
Because you got your time.
Is you a capper?
All right, y'all. Give it up for Santana.
Yay!
You can't try to expose. Like, keep clapping.
Yay!
You can't try to expose me.
Yay.
You right. Do your part. Okay. Woo. Do your part. And it will be a good interview. We're going to be good. Okay. Okay. Let's keep going. All right. Oh. 100. I got you. We're here.
Thank y'all for tuning in for the Breakbeat Media Audio. If you're in your car going on a trip or a road trip, we appreciate you for listening. And make sure you listen to the next episode.
So, you got manners?
Do I got manners?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Hell yeah.
But you said my bitch say bless you, you can have her. Let's build your perfect woman, like girlfriend.
Bro, I really love dark-skinned women. Mm-hmm. Like, if she ain't dark, I don't want her for real.
And would you want her to be good? Like, you want a good girl?
No, I want a truthful girl.
Mm-hmm. Like, honest and, like good to you.
Yeah, as long as she truthful, you know what I mean?
Right. But you're the same person that said you only like hookers.